A big morning at both the Sunshine Coast and Noosa Council chambers, with the region's new mayors and councillors to make their declarations of office. The formality must take place before the council's chief executive officer before the term of the new council commences. The Electoral Commission of Queensland has now confirmed the new positions, with the final count for Division 10 finalised, with David Law being re-elected. Mayor Frank Wilkie and six councillors will run the Noosa Council, while Rosanna Natoli will head up the Sunshine Coast Council with 10 elected councillors for the 2024 to 2028 term. The state government is pushing the message to protect yourself early, as it again offers free influenza vaccinations. It's as experts say the season has started earlier than usual this year, with 367 lab confirmed cases recorded across the Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service since January. Acting Chief Health Officer Dr. Catherine McDougall adding that 11 Queenslanders have died from the infection.
What we've seen over the last couple of years is that the peak has come a little earlier, so it was potentially in the middle of May last year.
You can book in now for a free jab at your local GP or pharmacy. Many Coolum locals are calling for more security measures, like CCTV, to be installed near a popular beachside park where two young men were stabbed over the weekend. Police were called to a large disturbance at the Lions and Norrie Job Memorial Park on Saturday night after a man aged in his 20s suffered a wound to his chest, while a second person was treated for a non-life-threatening arm injury. One of the men remains in a serious condition in Sunshine Coast University Hospital. Police say no arrests have been made, and they're still searching for witnesses and the weapon used. Our lifeguards weren't wrong when they anticipated a busy start to the school holiday period. Over the long weekend, they performed 122 rescues across the state, with 68 of those on the Sunshine Coast. The advice for beachgoers for the remainder of the holiday period is to be aware of conditions before entering the surf and swim only between the red and yellow flags during patrol hours.